New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani has requested that thousands of body bags be delivered to the city. The mayor said this morning that 3,700 people had been reported as missing so far. Those figures could certainly increase. New York went on the offensive today, bringing in thousands of vehicles to clear up the area around the World Trade Center. The city effectively has closed down the southern third of Manhattan for business. NPR's Jackie Leiden is in New York. Jackie, what's happening there today?
Well, Bob, I think that this is the day where we begin to see at least some numbers. You mentioned a couple, the mayor going on national TV this morning and talking about 3,700 people being reported as missing. Today's also the day when, sadly, we learn which financial firms, and it is mostly financial firms of one kind or another who had the top floors of the World Trade Towers, who cannot account for employees. Of those firms, Cantor Fitzgerald seems to be missing the most, with only about 260 of 1,000 employees being reported as accounted for. The remainder of the 1,000 are missing. Another firm that seems hard hit is, I believe it's called Marsh & McLennan, a money management firm. Perhaps up to 700 people there missing. And the Port Authority itself, which owned the World Trade Center, is reporting 200 people as missing.
Are the companies themselves actively trying to find out the status of their employees?
Oh, I think avidly. They are doing all they can. Websites have been posted. People have exchanged information. Yesterday, I think that the flow of people seeking information was very anguished. I think it's been a little bit better organized now. It's been centralized today. The people who are looking for relatives and loved ones and friends are all being asked to report to the city's armory in the center of the city. And while I have not checked individually with these companies, yesterday I did ask that kind of question to people who work for the firms, and they said that the companies were doing what they could.
Now, what about the family members? Are they satisfied with the recovery effort?
I think that yesterday people felt that while the city was doing all it could, it was a moment of huge poignance, because when you go into these places where you're asked to give this kind of information about your loved one, and you fill out these 10-page forms, and people say, that's not enough to go on, can I get something else? You start to realize what they're looking for, and you hope it's that you're looking for someone. I think those hopes are dimming, and now we're talking about identifying people.
Dental records and the like.
Right. You mentioned a number of the numbers of body bags that are being called for. Without understanding that we're a morning show with small children present, there's no direct correlation between the numbers of body bags and the numbers of bodies. Every single body part that is found in the wreckage is put in a body bag. It could be, two different pieces of the same person.
There's been a new location set up for families.
Yes, the Midtown Armory at 68th and Lexington. That's a very large facility and keeps people out of the sun. Yesterday, people were waiting, in the sun for blocks, and it just wasn't a very good situation when it's already so grievous.
Has there been any organized public mourning yet?
No, I think that we're waiting for the acknowledgement that we're turning from search to mourning, and that hasn't come. What you do see are spontaneous vigils here and there around the city. I went to I started out at 1 o'clock this morning, so I missed the main vigil. But I talked to people who had been on one at Washington Square, and if one can say it in this terribly, terribly sad time, it was so beautiful. I mean, they were under the arch, and there were flowers, and it was just very, very moving, frankly, to see it at that time, to see the candles and to see the people who'd come.
NPR's Jackie Leiden in New York.